Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
States that they should not even consider opening until they have 14 days of downward numbers, which most states don't have, including mine or any of the states where they're doing the protests. So I think the president was kind of sending out messages encouraging people to protest against his own plan, which doesn't seem to make any sense.
Hundreds and hundreds of labs are ready, willing, and able. Some of the governors, like as an example, the governor from Maryland didn't really understand the list. He didn't understand too much about what was going on. So now I think he'll be able to do that. It's pretty simple.
All right. So there were some interesting moments between the governor, Hogan, in Maryland and the president. It's interesting what's happened with individual states versus the federal government. So as we still claw our way back to what we once we're doing in life, because I think a lot of that will change, we find that budgets and COVID tests, COVID-19 tests, and all that get thrown into the mix of, okay, where are we going next? What are we doing next? So one of the things, this was tweeted about 4 hours ago or so, was from the governor, Larry Hogan. He said, "I'm grateful to President Trump for sending us a list of federal labs and generously offering Maryland use of them for COVID-19 testing. Accessing these federal labs will be critical for utilizing the 500,000 tests we've acquired from South Korea." So bravo, it looks like they solved that problem in the spirit of cooperation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If you've never heard me before, well, welcome to the show. You can always send me your thoughts. Go to katedelaneyradio.com and learn more about the show there. One-stop shopping. How about it? So it's great that they've got these COVID tests. When you think of where we are now in the United States, confirmed more than 798,742 deaths, 42,604 recovered, 72,000 plus. That's the good news, the recovery number always. And you have beds, some beds not being utilized in New York. When I say not utilized, the amount of people that are being checked into beds where they are all over New York. So that is good news if they still stay diligent, is what Andrew Cuomo is saying. There's still so many mysteries that surround this. It looks like plasma is doing well, that people who survived this and donate it, when that is, in the worst-case scenario, used by somebody to treat them, a lot of times they come out on the other side, it seems, from what I've been able to glean from my conversations and what we all have seen that's being reported pretty openly, and that's the good news. Anything to do with testing, antibodies, finding out who's asymptomatic, any of that is nothing but thumbs up, no matter who you are, where you live, or what your politics, because that's what we want. We want a cure. In the order of the worst words, two words put together, when you have any kind of a disease, you go and you get tested, no cure. And right now, no cure. There's ways to combat it, but there's not some medicine you're getting that's going to change things. And then, of course, there are many states that are reopening or relaxing restrictions anyway and getting out of the lockdown business. So social distancing orders have slowed the spread of the coronavirus, but some states feel the pressure from protesters and probably others to relax what they're doing. And what are those states? Phased openings. Texas, Vermont, Ohio. The idea is May 1st, we would be out of the worst of the worst. You have several states that are planning to coordinate with what their neighbors are doing, California coordinating with Washington and Oregon, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, Delaware and Rhode Island, they're coordinating a joint task force. Totally makes sense because there would be crossover. And what are people doing? Like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gave some municipalities a green light to reopen beaches with restricted hours for walking, biking, hiking, fishing, running, swimming, taking care of pets, you know, that whole kind of thing. So in Jacksonville, people flocked to the beaches when they reopened, and then there was massive criticism on social media, and people weren't shy. Hashtag Florida morons. I saw that more times than anything else I think I saw on social media over the weekend. But South Carolina, they're talking about accelerate South Carolina, stomp on the gas. That's some of what's being pumped out there. So clothing, department, furniture, jewelry, sporting goods stores, flea markets can reopen, but reduced capacity. And then they're deciding on the local beaches and what they're going to do there. And Georgia is the most glaring because Georgia's saying they're going to open all kinds of things except for bars, nightclubs, and entertainment ops. But barbershops, nail salons, hair salons, all of that will swing open. In Minnesota, the governor signed an executive order that reopened outdoor recreational businesses. So golf courses, bait shops, public and private marinas, outdoor shooting ranges, that all kicked in. And then you have a slew of others that are doing something a little bit similar. But golf seems to be the thing. New York and Connecticut, New Jersey, they open up marinas and boatyards and boat launches. And in the state, in New York, they open up golf courses, too, for the public and private courses. So the golfers have to walk the course and carry their own bags without a motorized cart. Oh, what a sight to see that would be, because you don't see that, honestly, very, very much. And then, you know, you have the Amazon workers. While that's all happening, the Amazon workers who don't feel safe, who are planning to walk off their jobs starting on Tuesday, hundreds of them, imagine, because, of course, some have gotten sick and even died. You have more than 300 that are going to call out of sick on Tuesday to protest the treatment of workers during the pandemic. And it's organized by some labor groups, and it's going to be the largest mass action by workers in the middle of this pandemic. And strikes at facilities like Staten Island, Chicago, Detroit, where employees have tested positive for COVID-19. So that's a big deal to the Jeff Bezos world to have all of those people call out and be out there protesting. Wow, isn't that interesting? And while all of this is going on, the biggest news is that you saw that oil was at basically zero, negative numbers. We have not seen that. Well, we haven't seen that in our lifetimes. We've never seen that. The price of crude, where you can basically say, the price of crude is in negative numbers. What? Below zero? That's an extreme collapse in demand. I mean, you're still going to have to pay what you're paying for gas, but it definitely makes you scratch your head, doesn't it, and think, wow, what's next? We'll meet you next on the flip side.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Lots of industry, of course, being slammed because of the pandemic and having to close down or come up with creative ways to stay alive in this game of surviving and thriving and the war of our health versus our wealth. And everybody is trying to, I say everybody, marketing people are trying to figure this equation out. People who are running companies are trying to do the same thing. While we see the deaths shoot up in the U.S. topping over 42,000, and that tally higher than that, of course, and the infections and all of that. Even in Montana, I know we've got some fabulous people listening to us in the great state of Montana, for the first time reported no new cases on Monday after processing 153 tests in the past 24 hours. So much of this is about tests, tests, tests. Let's get the test. Hotspots are emerging, though, in Chicago, Boston, and Philly. Connecticut, we have listeners there, posted a record increase in cases and deaths. They revised its count because of the new classifications from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And you know I'm going to give it to you straight, whatever those numbers are. I have some concerns about someone I've talked about before in this show, young Daniel, who this show has sponsored with through Children's International. I've gone down to Guayaquil in Ecuador many years ago to visit him and his family, and it was incredible to see how they live and the joy they have for life although they have very little. And he's really thriving, doing well in school, and is now 18. And in Guayaquil, it is so bad in Guayaquil, Ecuador, that, you know, you're not hearing, because everybody's dealing with it, right? You're not hearing much about it, but they've got horrible situations where you have, you've got people that are in some of these, the poorest areas in the country who are just wrapped up and put on the side of the road because they can't get to them soon enough because it has spread so badly, the COVID-19. So we're trying to find out more about what we can do and what's happening with the people there and the people that would be like a sister area here in the United States, something that we were able to do with in uniting people when we went down to Ecuador. So this isn't just in the United States, obviously. It's being, it's affecting the world, and we look at the, you know, the COVID map and the outbreak and the cases reported that we see, they keep changing, the amounts keep changing, and looking at other countries in Italy where we just gasped at how many people died in Italy. Well, we certainly have eclipsed that. We are the country with the most deaths. We're the most wide open country looking at the states and the population. So if you look at it from that point of view, that completely makes sense. But Spain being walloped, they've got over 20,000 deaths. Italy, 24,000. France, 20,000. England, over 16,000 deaths. And it's interesting, we talk about China and whether they're underreporting or things we don't know about China, but what they have reported is 4,600 deaths in China. And boy, oh boy, the again, the effect of so many people all over this world with this pandemic, it is frightening. There is good news on people who are working on the testing, and that's all part of the numbers, too, and the antibodies, and trying to figure out who's asymptomatic, and what does, you know, what does that mean, and people who can donate plasma. But when I look at numbers, because this is about numbers we can count, nearly 1 in 10 nursing homes nationwide, 1 in 10, and think of our population and how significant that is, are reporting coronavirus cases, and we've heard of just some heinous, horrible things that have happened in battling it, and what are they going to do in trying to remove people and keep other people healthy, and these are the stories that just get you, I think, more than anything else in the gut, frankly, when you, you know, when you see that. All right, numbers wise, it's interesting. People keep asking, I say people, many of you who send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. You send me an email. What do I think is going to happen in sports? I mean, look at the 2020 NFL draft and the fact that, of course, the draft is going to be virtual because there's no, I mean, you're not traveling anywhere. It's the same thing. Because of the novel coronavirus pandemic, players will be watching from, you know, they'll be watching on Zoom and other social media ways to connect will be what will be pumping information out there. So looking at the draft and that being a big moment in sports, I think there's potential for that to come off well, but looking at the NFL season, you already have the mayor in Los Angeles saying no big events until 2021. They're not going to have any big sporting events whatsoever. So I think that's a big hint right there. If both of those teams are out, do other teams in other cities just play anyway, or do they follow suit and not play? Do they not do, you know, do they not do that because of the risks of what if there is this second wave? There's just so many what ifs. The Treasury Department released $2.9 billion in payroll support for the airlines. They announced that they were doing that this week. Six airlines reached the agreements with the Trump administration to accept the PSP agreements to keep workers on the payroll during this outbreak. There was a big statement on the Treasury Department's website that said American, Allegiant, Southwest, Delta, Spirit, and United had all accepted these agreements, and then there were others that were in the works for this. And then Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin added that the PSP was critical to supporting both American workers and companies during the outbreak. And now there's talk about how much more can be dumped into a fund because so many other people didn't get anything in that first round. Joe Biden, running for president on the Democratic side, got some, $46 million in March. That's how much he raised as he clinched the presumptive presidential nominee title for the Democratic Party. That gives him a pretty high total, although Bernie Sanders would have been right behind him at $46.5 million. So this moves forward, and it's a question of, I've said this now several times on America Tonight, who is the running mate? Who is the woman who is going to run with him? Because he said it's going to be Joe. It's going to be a woman, and we have no clue. None. There's speculation, and I can give you all the speculation in the world as to who it is, but nothing definite as to who that person is. Just names, the familiar faces that you see constantly being mentioned as running mates, potential running mates. So there you go. How about the Louisville Slugger, the bat maker? They have dealt with wars. They've dealt with you name it. It's been thrown at them like a curveball. But this was a wild curveball. So museums and factories for the maker of the wooden Slugger baseball bat, an iconic brand in Louisville where so many people are listening to us, no revenue coming in. So what do they have to do? I mean, you have a fifth-generation owner of a family company that had to furlough 171 people, the vast majority of the workforce. That means employees, like many of you may be listening to us in this situation, will get benefits, health insurance, but they won't get a paycheck. And then the rest are taking, those that are staying, a 25% pay cut. They say they're just trying to cut every expense that they can. Every expense they could possibly think of. All right, hang with us. Coming up, a couple of great interviews. So don't go away. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic, you know, the strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Capitol Hill, a move to get small businesses hurting from the coronavirus crisis more money. Republicans trying to move the bill forward as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi install in delay mode. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is amending the Senate schedule to set up a Tuesday meeting. The Tuesday meeting will give the chamber a chance to pass a deal on the interim coronavirus relief bill and provide more money for small business loans in the popular Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats have been holding up the bill, and according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy,
we had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now, trying to keep their doors open. Last week, we watched 5 million people, new numbers for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad luck, bad has got the hold on you. Spend your money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it,
I think I do. I love lions. I do. Ever since I was a kid. In fact, I grew up in New York and then moved to Philly, and always my mother said that's where I wanted to go. They would take me to a zoo, and that was my first place. Even when I went out to San Francisco, always it was about the lions for me. So I thought it'd be fun to have some people in deep need. When you think of going to zoos and you think of special places, the Lion Habitat Ranch in Las Vegas is one of them, closed because of course COVID-19. So what does that mean for these lions who were showbiz lions and some other animals as well? Jenny DePasso joins us. She's the director of community outreach there. And also Keith Evans. He is the president of the Lion Habitat Ranch too. So welcome so much, Keith and Jenny. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell me first what, and I guess, Keith, I'll ask you this. What is, you know, what does it take to feed the lions and feed the other animals and to support this effort here at the habitat?
Well, it takes about 13 to 14 staff members plus the money to pay for the food.
Yeah, and the food's expensive, right?
Yeah, they eat about 10 to 15 pounds a day each.
Wow. And so, Jenny, what does that mean when, you know, because you've been down for how long since the COVID-19 struck?
Almost going on the third week.
Yeah,
March 14th.
Since March 14th. All right. So since March 14th, it's gone down, obviously.
Right.
And we've got Richard in the background. I love that. That's just like when I have the other with me. I call him Manshore. My husband, he's like, tell him that in the back. He always knows the facts and figures. So that's beautiful. I want to know about how this ranch started in the first place and where the lions came from and how long they've been there and all of that. I guess, Jenny, you could tell me that, right?
But of course, Keith has been involved with, big cats since the 70s, of course.
Mm.
And then in 97, Keith, you opened?
Correct.
In 1997, they opened up with the MGM Lion Habitat. And they were there. They were born in captivity. They were born to have a job. And these are the lions from that job, which we, in 2012, when they closed, Keith turned the place where they lived into a visitor venue in order to defray the cost of taking care of the lions. Right now we have 30 lions. We have a beautiful giraffe, and he's a very famous giraffe that paints. He's the only giraffe in the world that paints with a brush.
Wow.
And it's magnificent to see. Plus, we have many, many rescued exotic birds and animals, and it's a great place for families and children. And we do all of the kids that are, in schools, and it's a great opportunity for them to learn, to preserve, to protect, to care, to love. And it's just a great sanctuary, and all of the animals are cared for in a very, very special and caring way. Not only Keith and his wife Beverly and all of the people that work there are truly connected and love what they do. It's an incredible sanctuary, and when everybody's out and back on planes again, please come to visit us. We're just off the strip. We're two blocks east of Las Vegas Boulevard, off of St. Rose Parkway. It's just a great place for families. And I think more people are looking for things to bring their families in, great places to see. And you walk away with a special place in your heart for incredible animals. And, you know, if we don't take care of them, they're disappearing, as you know.
Yeah, and speaking of disappearing, Keith, obviously you have a love for big cats, so you jumped in here and you got involved. And what was that like for you when you first got involved and you swung open the gates and people were coming in? I mean, that had to be a good feeling, right?
Well, yes, except when we swung open the gates 6 years ago, there wasn't very many people coming in. It's taken a long time to build this up to where, you know, we're becoming breaking even. And then this coronavirus hit. So it's really put a dent in our operation.
So what do you do? I mean, like every other businesses in America, you're regrouping, you're reimagining, and obviously you're coming on shows like this. You're letting people know what they can do, how they can donate or get involved, that kind of thing. Is that primarily what you do in the beginning, try to stop the bleeding because you have to feed the lions and the giraffe?
Yeah, but it's with every other small business, we still have to keep our employees, and even more so in ours because of the requirements of, you know, staff that it takes to feed that many animals and keep them clean every day, even though we don't have any guests.
Wow, and you had just really turned that corner where, as you said, Keith, 6 years, you were breaking even, people were starting to find it because people are looking for other things to do, and then this happened. So do you have a favorite lion? Do you have a favorite lion?
No, I love them all.
I like that you love them all. See, I have to tell you, I'd probably play favorites. I know I would. Jenny, how about you? Tell us about some of your lions.
Some of the lines that I absolutely love is, I love Dude, and Dude is a Barbary lion, and if you don't know, the Barbary lion is now extinct in the wild since the 1940s, and we have their bloodline there, and Bentley is another Barbary, and he's our photo opportunity where the Range Rover is parked, and there's a platform for Bentley to jump up. And it looks like you're on a safari with a lion behind you. And I love Bentley. Gosh, they're so special. And Benny, Benny knows how to wave. He's incredible.
Wow, wow. And so they become like family, right? Because you see him every day or you pass by or that kind of thing?
You do. And when Keith is there, he steals the show because they all know their name, and of course they were born in captivity, and they have a special, and our staff too, but very special for Keith and his wife Beverly as well. When he walks by, their eyes don't take, they do light up, but they also follow him and hope that he's going to stop and scratch their head or scratch their body and say hello. And it's something you're not going to see in a zoo necessarily, and you're about 4 feet away that they're in their enclosures, and they have toys to play with and lots of enrichment, all kinds of great things that you can get to see a lion do where you're not necessarily going to see them anywhere else. Very special.
So the Lion Habitat Ranch, what can people do? Well, first of all, you've got a live stream up, right? We can go to the website and see the live stream?
Yes. Well, we're not streaming on the website. It's on Facebook right now. And so we're doing live streams for the kids that have lost their school field trips that used to come here. So
wow.
Every day we're trying to do a live feed on Facebook for those kids.
All right, so go to Facebook, and it's at the Lion Habitat Ranch,
yeah,
right on Facebook?
Habitatranch.org, yeah.
Habitatranch.org. And if somebody wants to help, somebody has a wild idea, something that can help you or donate or any of that kind of thing, same thing, could they go to the LionHabitatranch.org?
Yep, it's got a donate button right on the front page.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to check back in with you, and we're going to check in on that video and watch some of your favorite lions. I appreciate you both coming on. Ginny, thank you so much. Keith as
thank
well.
You, Kate.
And we wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'll
see you in Vegas.
I'll see you soon in Vegas. Yeah, there you go. Once this all
you
clears up. And I love these lions. I said it. It's just my favorite. Lions and then a giraffe. A giraffe that paints. You know, there's a place called Fossil Rim, and I go there because of the giraffe, and I would love to see. They don't have lions there, but this place is supposedly so amazing, and I have had the pleasure of going there, and I am anxious to go there once all of it wraps up. And the video and of the lion streaming, you want to make sure that you go and you check that out by going to Lion Habitat on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see it. And how cool is that? But boy, oh boy, that is tough. So tough another fallout in a business where they had the love for the cats, they wanted to do something, they finally get to that point, like many of you know, as small business owners or even people who have built up bigger companies, you know, where you're in the medium range or so, I'll call it the medium range, and then you get to that point where it's like that, you're there on the plateau and you're feeling, starting to feel good. And then you get smashed with a pandemic. And this is what's happening to so many, many people. So check out the LionHabitatRanch.org, and you'll get that same feeling that I did. And, you know, you heard Ginny talk about the posing and how you can pose with the lions, and you see the baby lions. It's just amazing. Oh, I want to go there now. Let's get this pandemic over with. We'll all feel a lot better. All right, speaking of you and that tall guy in the back, we're going to the mailbag. Coming up.
In the middle of a
crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sidelines, my unlikely story of football purpose and following an amazing God. He has an amazing story. Ben, thanks so much for taking the time to spend some of it with us.
Hey, thanks so much. It's so good to be with you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. You know, you're in one of the areas of the country where all of this COVID-19 started. You're the special assistant to Coach Pete Carroll for the Seattle Seahawks. You've been for the past 8 years. We'll talk about some other things related to what I said about your book. But what has this been like for you in the Northwest?
Man, we've been shut down for about a month now, so we're deep into this quarantine, and it's been pretty jarring. Life is kind of on a standstill like it is for the rest of the country. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And so football-wise, is it, everybody's just saying, okay, we'll deal with it when we come to it?
Yeah, well, everyone's gone remote, and the draft is still
3 weeks away. So
yeah,
there's a lot of prep going into that, and moving along in terms of football stuff. It
right.
is a nice distraction from the craziness, but yeah, we're kind of on little islands here doing things remotely.
I like that, of doing things remotely. And obviously you would be one of those ears, right? You would be kind of a obviously with your role with Seattle involved in the draft, right?
A little bit. I mean, we have some experts, the personnel guys, they're very involved, and they're the ones that make all the decisions. I'm kind of an innocent bystander on all that.
I like that. Innocent bystander is good. So I have to tell you, Pete Carroll's a great guy. I've interviewed him a handful of times, and obviously you know him up close and personal, and you played for USC. Tell me about that relationship.
Oh, man, Coach Carroll, he's one of a kind, and the greatest thing about him is that he's so consistent, so genuine. The person that you see on TV is who he is in real life, and he's got this weird kind of Benjamin Button thing going on where he gets younger by the year, and his energy continues to skyrocket, and, I mean, it's just it's unbelievable. He's one of a kind.
So your book tells it, you know, it's your whole story about being a walk-on. Take us back to 2006 when that happened for you. And, you know, we're talking about the Trojans. What happened and what was that like when you made the team?
Yeah, so I was a student newspaper reporter, a journalist, just covering the football team for the school newspaper for 3 years. And it was the glory years of USC football. I mean, they had won almost every game for three straight years and got within 19 seconds of beating Texas in that Rose Bowl to win their third straight national championship. And I was covering the team and was doing a story on walk-ons and then started to do a story on the tryout process for the team. They just do an open casting call for any student at USC who wants to try out for the team. And I started interviewing some guys that are going to go through that tryout, and it hits me, well, why don't I go through the tryout myself, get a first-person perspective, really bring people on the inside, and do something unique and different. Here's a student newspaper reporter who, I mean, I hadn't played football since fifth grade, and I was a skinny little guy, and I was going to go through the walk-on tryout just to write an article. And so I go through the tryout that day and got my butt kicked, but I got home that night and had a gold mine for an article. I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better story for the school newspaper, and wrote that story and was going to put the finishing touches on it the next morning. And I got a phone call early in the morning and told me that I had made the football team. And it was the most shocking thing in the world because, I mean, I had gone through the tryout as a newspaper reporter who hadn't played football in 10 years. And this was the number one team in the country. So there all of a sudden I was a wide receiver on the USC Trojans football team. It was the most startling thing you could have ever imagined.
Wow. So you go from that, and then you end up with Seattle. How'd you make that bridge?
Well, I mean, when I got that news, I figured it had to be a prank. I mean, there's no way it's real because, I mean, there's just no way. This is the craziest. Like, if someone walked in and just handed you $1 million, it's like, okay, what's the joke here? There's no way. And I was a senior in college, so I had to enroll in school again. It was legit. I ran into the football building, and there was Coach Carroll, and asked him if this was a prank or not, because, I mean, he's a jokester and a kid at heart. So I figured, I mean, what better butt end of a prank than me? So it was legit, and all of a sudden I was getting my helmet and my pads, and I didn't know which one was front and back on the pads, and my playbook had no idea how to read that, and it was way more complex than playing video games with playbook on there. I was a fish out of water, and somehow made it, and overcame a shoulder injury, and made it through that whole season. A student campaign, Get Ben In, they wanted to see the average Joe student get into a game, and it was a success by the last game of the year. We played Notre Dame and up 20 points, and they put me in the game. And it was an amazing experience. And the book kind of details all of that and then some. And then I started working for Coach Carroll there at USC for the next 3 years. And he took the job with the Seahawks in 2010 and asked me to move up to Seattle to work for him up there too. So it's been an amazing journey, 13 years now, working alongside Coach Carroll, and just so fortunate. Just so many amazing things have gone on in that journey.
Boy, no kidding. And in between, we have a couple minutes left, but you're a speaker. You talk about God, obviously, faith playing such a big role in your life, and you talk about that when you speak, et cetera. And now this is all going to also be made into a movie. What does that feel like?
very surreal. It's still a long way away from happening, but Travis Mann, the producer, he was a producer on I Can Only Imagine movie that came out 2 years ago, and he's been doing an incredible job putting a team together to make this happen, and it's an extremely surreal chain of events, and I mean, people always joke, who would play yourself in a movie, and now we've actually got to deal with that. So it's just a crazy set of circumstances, and I'm excited for more people to hear the story and be inspired and encouraged that they do have a purpose, no matter where they're at, no matter what their background is, that they have an amazing purpose.
Yeah, last one. I mean, God plays a central role in your life, and you've had to defend that a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who lives out their faith, they face challenges and persecution in various ways. And but when it's the most important thing in your life, it's a joy and an honor. And there's no greater thing to defend. So, yeah, it's the best way to live.
All right, Ben Malcolmson, great story, great stuff. We can't wait to see what happens with the movie. Like you said, it's a ways away, but I bet it happens for sure. Walk on from Pee Wee Dropout to the NFL sidelines, my unlikely story of football, purpose, and following an amazing God. Good luck with the draft for Seattle. We'll see what happens. Stay safe, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Blessings to you.
Thank you. You too. So what a story. And if you want to know more about Ben, boy, it's easy to find Ben. You can go to benmalcolmson.com. And he told you the story about the walk-on, being a walk-on, his relationship with Pete Carroll, then what that led to when Carroll went to the NFL, and what a wild ride really that has been. And his story has caught fire many years ago, it actually did. And then recently a lot of people were talking about it as well. And so it'll do well, I'm sure, on, you know, it's a feel-good story. It'll do well on the big screen. And he's, like I think I said, or if I didn't, he's kind of the new Rudy, if you will. The fact that that team, the way it was back in 2006, and for him to get that shot and to go into that game with that big lead they had still is what a phenomenal experience that is. All right, coming up, we have so much more to get to, including you, and, oh, yeah, those two guys in the back. We got a ton of mail. So much of it centered around, of course, the coronavirus. What am I hearing? What do you know? Where can you get hand sanitizer? What's happening with toilet paper? What's happening with the curve? Are we flattening the curve at all? What are some of the things that are being done out there? And also, what does it look like as far as crushing this pandemic, and when will we come out of it? I wish I had a crystal ball, but guess what? Somebody who does look into the future and does it at the top level of her game is Char Margolis. She's got a new book out called The Universe is Calling You, and can you believe it? She's here with us next on the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.